I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. This year, I am following the Blue Letter Bible Daily Bible Reading Program Chronological Plan. After reading the first 11 chapters of Genesis, the plan took me to the book of Job. Job is a righteous man, according to the Lord. Unknown to Job, the Lord allows Satan to bring suffering and loss into Job's life as a sort of test of his faith and commitment to the Lord. Much of the book consists of dialogue between Job and his friends. I think of the Bible as a book filled with treasure. Today I would like to share some of the treasure I have rediscovered in the book of Job, as well as one new piece of treasure. First treasure verse, just after hearing of the loss of most of his servants, all of his wealth, and all seven of his children, Job says in chapter 1:21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Second treasure verse, after losing his health and his wife urging him to curse God and die, Job says in 2:10, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Third treasure verse, when Job answers his friend Zophar, who is telling Job to trust God and repent of his sins, Job says in 13:15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him." The fourth treasure verse, another friend of Job's, Bildad, seems to be saying that he knows Job's suffering is due to his wickedness, and Job says in 19:25, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth." I would now like to take you to the wisdom section in Job's discourse in chapters 26 through 30, and here is the new treasure verse I discovered this year in Job. Listen to 26:14. "Indeed, these are the mere edges of his ways, and how small a whisper we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" I read that verse and said, wow, that is an incredible verse, pure treasure. Job's reflection on the Lord recognizes that his insights are the mere edges of the Lord's ways. I think it is true that we have more revelation about God than Job did, but would any of us think that we have more than the mere edges of his ways? I wouldn't. Job has a very big view of the Lord and admits he only understands a little bit. Job 26:14 sounds a little bit like Isaiah 55:8-9, which says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." What we hear is a small whisper of him. Yes, of course, we should be grateful for what the whole Bible says of God, but again, it is just a small whisper of what could be said about the Lord. The Lord answers Job's complaints and comments in chapters 38-41, with chilling words that begin in 38:2 with, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" The final verses of treasure are Job's response to the Lord in chapter 40:4-5 and 42:2-6. "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, 'Who is this who hides counsel without knowledge?' Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, 'I will question you, and you shall answer me.' I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." I am enriched in my understanding of God and life when I discover and meditate on such treasure. So, if I may, I would like to first encourage you to regularly read your Bible. Ask the Lord to give you a heart to see even the mere edges of his ways and hear even a small whisper of him. Discover and enjoy the treasure in the Word of God. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.